Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over Rookie Mistakes Part 3. And this is for you if you're just starting out in the business, or you may have been doing pool service for a long time, and this may be something new for you. But I think one thing that a lot of pool service providers don't do is they don't go the extra mile for the customer. And I'll go over some things you can do to enhance your business with the customers that you're trying to acquire and the ones you currently have acquired. I'm starting out in the pool business. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partners since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. So before I get too far into this episode, one thing I'm not suggesting, of course, is doing any free services for the clients. So you're not going to be doing free filter cleanings or installing free products at their account. What you're going to be doing, of course, is noticing things that you can do to kind of, I guess, endear yourself to the customer or client. And this includes taking in the trash cans. If the trash has come already and the trash cans are out front, definitely take the trash cans back to the backyard with you and put them where the customer stores them. If you see the newspaper on their front driveway, take it down to their porch and put it somewhere where they can see the paper. If the client has dogs in the backyard, I always bring treats for the dogs. The customers seem to like the fact that the dogs are the friend of the pool guy, so I definitely treat the dogs really nicely and definitely bring treats for the dogs when I go back there and service the pool. These are the little things that I'm talking about that you can do to definitely set yourself apart as you start the service on the account. One thing I highly suggest when you're starting out is to get a pool routing software like Pay the Pool Man or Skimmer or AquaSuite, one of these that will allow you to send a message to the client letting them know that you service your pool. A lot of these apps will also allow you to upload a photo of the pool before and after, so the customer is informed that you were there, you cleaned the pool, what the chemistry readings are. It takes a few extra minutes at the stop to do this. However, this may definitely set you apart from the previous company that didn't even let the client know when they were going to show up at the pool to service the pool. And definitely, this is a way to give yourself an edge and keep the client happy, knowing that they're dealing with a professional that's actually showing up at the pool, doing the chemistry readings, and informing them of these things. Not every client would like to get this email or text message, but a lot of them would prefer it. And I think if you start out and you start with the software right away, you can definitely add the clients to the software very easily. And then you can send the reports and generate them through the software and send them out. So I highly recommend one of these pool routing softwares, Pay the Pool Man, AquaSuite, or Skimmer. All of these will do just that in the software. And it keeps you really connected with the customer on a weekly basis, because a lot of times you're not going to even see the customer for maybe months on end if they're working all day and depending on when you get to their pool. This is one way to keep you connected with them so that they always have you in the back of their mind that you're their pool service provider. So if anyone tries to take the account by cutting the rate or soliciting the account, they'll definitely feel more connected with you with these weekly messages. You can also get a MailChimp account. A lot of times you can get the free account and you can send a monthly or weekly newsletter to your clients on your route with some helpful tips and maybe some information about upcoming things in the season. This keeps you very connected to the client also, and they know that you're a vibrant and communicative company. I think also there are a few things that, as any business owner should do, but especially if you're starting out, if the client were to text you or call you, your response rate should be spot on. In other words, if they text you, you should text them back within 5 minutes or less in most cases, depending on, of course, when the text comes in. If you're driving, you can't do much. But if you can, you want to text them back as soon as possible. If your phone rings, pick up the phone and talk to the client. Don't let it go to the voicemail. These are very simple things you can do to make the client realize that you definitely are on the ball. You're someone that they can trust with their pool, which is a huge investment for them, and someone that's going to be very communicative with them. The worst thing you can do is ignore messages, not get back to voicemails quickly. This sets a bad precedent for you as a new service provider for their account. So you want to do everything you can to be the person on the ball and very responsive to the client. And going the extra mile also means that you're going to be reporting problems to them as soon as you notice them. I think a lot of times, as you start a new service account, you may be hesitant to tell the client that there's a part that may need to be replaced, and so you let it go because you figure you just started, and the last thing they want to hear is that the motor is going out or their automatic cleaner needs X amount of parts, and so you let that go, and things could turn pretty bad with the pool. Maybe the cleaner stops working, and then they get upset with you wondering why you didn't fix the cleaner. Or maybe the pump stops during the week and the pool starts to turn on you. So I think it's better to look at yourself as maybe a mechanic in the backyard of their house. So normally you would bring your car to the mechanic and he'll be able to diagnose it and give you all the bad news, things you don't want to hear that you need to fix. In the same respect, you're kind of like a pool mechanic back there. And I guess that would be a pretty good business name. If it's not taken yet, you can take that one. But I think if you're back there, look at yourself as a pool mechanic there, and you're there by their equipment, by their pool side, with their automatic cleaner, and you're diagnosing and analyzing it there every week for them. And let them know that when there's a problem, you're going to let them know right away, and you're going to address the problem as soon as they give you the green light to fix it, and that you're the kind of person that's going to be back there checking the equipment, checking the cleaner, checking anything else that may go wrong with the pool. And you're going to be very prompt in letting them know that this is a problem. So I think that's a better attitude to take than the fact that the client doesn't want to know about this stuff because they just hired you and it's going to cost them more money. I think maybe the previous pool company let things go for that reason. But you're someone new taking over the account and starting out. You want to do things on the right foot for sure. I always make it a habit also to take the toys out of the pool and put them somewhere in the yard nicely. So if they're having had a pool party and they leave all the floats in the pool, I know a lot of pool service companies get annoyed with that. Some even have it in their service agreements that they're not going to service the pool with toys in the pool. For me, I think that's unrealistic. People have parties, you're out late, and the kids forget to take the toys out of the pool. It's very common. In my house, myself, when I have a party, sometimes I'll leave the floats in there overnight or for a few days. So not uncommon. So when I service a pool and there's floats in there, I take them out, set them somewhere safely. If there's toys at the bottom, I scoop them out and put them in a safe area. A lot of times I'll find a lot of coins in the bottom of the pool in the summertime because kids are playing with them. They're diving down for coins. Definitely stack those somewhere in the pool. Maybe leave a note for the client that they're not good to be left in the pool. Definitely leave them somewhere where the kids can see them because it's their money. Things like that will definitely help you as you're establishing your relationship with the new clients. I don't think it's a good idea just to leave the toys floating in the pool after servicing the pool. That makes it look like you don't care about how the pool looks. And taking the toys out and putting them somewhere safe is probably the more appropriate way to do it. Another thing that I always do for my clients is I look out for their house and yard. I've had a customer go on vacation before and leave their back door open. And so what I did is I went inside the house. First thing I did is I just looked inside to make sure everything was okay. And then I locked the door and closed it. And then I let them know that they left their door open. And they were very appreciative of me locking the door for them and closing it. And of course, checking just that little area of the house to make sure no one had broken in and done any damage to the house. Other times, I've had customers with broken sprinklers. And it's running in the backyard when I'm there. They may not have noticed it because the irrigation doesn't come on when they're around. So I'll let them know that, to let their landscaper know they have a broken sprinkler back there. I have personally broken sprinklers on accident. This does happen, and I let the client know that, hey, I stepped on a sprinkler and broke it. If you can have the irrigation fix it, I'll definitely pay for it. The last thing you want to do is break a sprinkler as you're crossing the lawn or if you're around the pool area and not tell the client that you broke it. And, you know, you're probably the usual suspect anyway, and if you don't tell them, that could be on you. And here's a big one also. You may let a pet out of the backyard in accident. I can't tell how many times a dog has gotten out on me. You know, they're pretty good at escaping a lot of the times. At one service account, there was a dog back there that shouldn't be back there. It wasn't their regular pet. And I didn't really notice it until it was too late and the dog had gotten out. And so I just sent the owner a text saying, hey, you know, the black dog that was back here escaped. And I let him know right away that I let the dog out on accident. And they were able to find it later that afternoon. But if I didn't tell the client that, maybe they would not have found the dog or even been looking for it. So I guess being honest and being transparent, breaking something in the backyard, breaking a sprinkler, letting a pet out, this is going the extra mile with your client. It's a hard thing to do a lot of the times because you don't want to admit making a mistake or admit letting the dog out, but you definitely want to keep an honest communication with the client. So all of these things, taking in the newspaper, taking in the trash cans, being upfront with your client, being honest with them, are all things that are going to really make your service different and distinct from other people. And if you're doing service right now and you've been doing it for a long time, definitely implement these things into your service and start doing this. Get a routing software, start sending your clients weekly reports, pictures of before and after, things like this that are going to set your business apart and really make your service professional. And one of those things that the customer, when they think about switching, right away they're going to think, I'm not going to lose this pool guy. He's really good. This company's great. They treated me great over the years. There's no reason for me to switch or to cancel service. And so I hope you found that helpful. If you're starting out or if you want to just fine-tune your business, and if you want additional resources, you can definitely check out my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, where I have an ebook available for $9.99, and also other great web pages that will help you out as you're starting out in the business. And if you need additional help with your business, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. For $10 a month, you can text me in real time, and for $20 a month, you can call me. There's also a lot of other great discounts and benefits for being in the group. You can learn more about that again at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.